Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Let me tell you about Mike Lindell and his team. I can't believe Mike did this again. I mean, because this was supposed to be a short-term sort of we're back after COVID thing. And now he's bringing back the premium MyPillow. So I've told you this before, the premium is the top of the top. And you don't get that in big box stores. They don't sell that. And, of course, many big box stores have canceled, Mike, right? So when you see, like, a $10 pillow at Walmart or something, it's a fine pillow. It's better than most, but it's not the premium. It's not like the ultimate lifetime guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Guaranteed never go flat, the whole deal. Well, now the queen-size MyPillow's lowest price ever still, $29.98. You wash and dry them as many times as you want. You catch that, guys? You wash and dry them as many times as you want. And they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA. Lowest price ever. It's a queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. Now, that's regularly a $70 pillow. You have to use the promo code Scott to get that deal. And if you say, Scott, but I want king size, $5 more is all, king size premium pillow. We're talking a $40 savings here. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. A lot of things to cover today on the program, but most importantly is to find out what's on your mind. Okay? I have a whole hour for you to tell me what's on your mind. So how do you do that? Let's see. Do we remember? I think we remember. You can call us. That's right. We love it when you call us. And the number's so super easy to remember, you can't even believe it. 800-228-0550. You see what we did there? 800, super easy toll-free number to remember. 228-228. That's really the only number you got to remember. Then 0550, because, of course, K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, is at 550 on the radio dial. The mothership of Western North Dakota and our What's On Your Mind network. I guess we have one just a slight bit to the west, up north, in the Grand Northwest. That'd be KTGO at 1090 on your dial. We have one on the western edge, Dickinson, 1460, for you to tune into. And, of course, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. And that would be AM 1100, the flag. Your eastern Minnesota and... Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota flagship. 550 goes everywhere. North and South Dakota, a couple of Canadian provinces. You know, they say five states and two Canadian provinces. We regularly get calls from South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. So we appreciate you, wherever you're listening. And anybody that is listening right now on any of those radio stations, or on the apps, or on the desktop, you can call us 24-7. Even if you're listening to one of the replays, K-Fire replays this show, The Flag replays this show, KLTC time shifts the show a little bit, you're listening like, I want to call in. This number always works no matter when you're listening. One of our podcasts, for instance, that are available on the show, you miss a show, you want to hear it back, you go to the website. It's very easy to find. And that number is the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And you press 1. They'll give you instructions when you call, because you can talk to us live there when we are live, or you can leave a message. But if we're not here, which is live between the hours of 9 a.m. Central and 11 a.m. Central, you're hearing us at a different time, then just press the number at 855-200-1776, where you can leave a message. Even if we're live and you want to leave a message, that's okay, too. That's called the Be the Buffalo hotline. We make it easy for all of our Buffalo, also known as our listeners. Our listeners are like Buffalo. They go into the storm. That's what you do. That's what a buffalo does. You know what the cows do? Hunker down, wait out the storm. Buffalo says, heck with that. I'm going into the storm because guess what? Every cloud has an edge. Buffalo's kind of smart. Our listeners are smart. 855-200-1776. Okay? Okay. And when you call, Daniel will answer the call. Daniel's our call screener. He had a wonderful weekend watching The Big Lebowski, a movie I haven't seen, and I've just been chastised by Kevin for not having seen it. So Daniel takes your calls when you call. There's other ways to contact us. Did I say it right, Daniel? The Big Lebowski? The Big Lebowski. And Daniel had not seen it either, so a few of us on this planet have not seen The Big Lebowski. He's seen it now. I have not. Dang.
We need to watch
party. Yeah, I think we do. And I think that's a fine thing to do on a holiday weekend after you remember those who gave their life serving this country, which I understand. Did you see this tweet, Kevin Flynn? Evidently the Vice President of the United States. You'd think a very smart woman. I would think, right? You don't get to be, you know, a prosecutor out there in California. Well, there was that whole Willie Brown thing. But let's just take her career that we know about. You know, prosecutor, I assume very well educated, don't even know, but I'm just going to assume that. Most of them are. Educated with quotes, of course, but, you know, they got the diplomas. And then goes on to be a senator from California, so some political acumen, and then the first woman vice president of the United States. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Only thing is, she tweeted out a picture of herself on Friday with the headline, "Enjoy the long weekend." So she puts in, "Enjoy the long weekend," picture of herself. Anybody else see anything wrong with that heading into the Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
She thinks it's a long weekend. She doesn't connect the dots. Then she must have Googled it, because like a day later, she put some nice flowery language up there about Memorial Day after getting her absolute kermumpence. Is that the word?
Yeah.
She heard that and more from a lot of people in a lot of places. Wasn't pretty, I'm just saying. Was not pretty. She got, what do we call that, Kevin? Like a little blowback on Facebook? What would you...
When
something explodes and you do something really stupid and now the tribe is coming at you from every direction. Even like liberals were going, lady, how stupid are you? You put a picture of yourself out and say, enjoy the long weekend? I mean, it wasn't even like a Republican-Democrat thing. I don't know. In the cases like that, I'm thinking, look, if I ever tweeted dumb things, probably, yeah. But this is the vice president. They got people for this. I don't know why. It always gives you a little window into something, and I don't have enough brain power or, you know, clairvoyant skills to be able to get into the woman's heart. But I have to tell you, there's a part of me that thinks this is not accidental. I don't think Kamala Harris got up on Friday and said, man alive, I am the first ever female vice president of the United States of America. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Can you even imagine those that went before me storming the beaches of Normandy or walking the hellhole of Vietnam, rice paddies, wherever they chose to serve, World War I, Civil War, Revolutionary War. They died because they loved this country. And here I am, the Vice President of the United States of America. I am going to spend this weekend in solemn prayer, giving thanks for people who care enough about this country to die for it. Do you think that was bouncing around in her head on Friday, or do you think it was, oh baby, cocktail time, fire up the VP barbecue? I mean, who does that? And a picture of herself, no less. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. You tell me. When you call, Daniel will say, hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And he'll throw it up on a little board in front of me here, and I'll see your name, and we'll start taking calls. And you can agree with me. You can disagree with me. You can call it the Hate Hannon Hotline if you want. It does not matter.
Somebody texted me a note yesterday after our replay and said, terrible Memorial Day show. That's all it said. Terrible Memorial Day show. Now, thankfully, I'd heard from people from the North Dakota National Guard earlier in the day who said thank you for mentioning our events and the things that were happening. So I didn't get too much of a complex from it. But the point is, I don't care. That guy thought it was a terrible show. That's fine. That's his viewpoint. I texted in reply, happy Memorial Day. God bless you. Thank you for listening. But you can like it. You can not like it. It doesn't matter. I don't want you to think this is like an echo chamber of people who, you know, want to say nice things about each other. You know, I'd rather you talk about somebody other than me, honestly, because there's so many more important things. But I'm saying, if you have something to say to me, that's fine. And when you text us, Todd the Radio God is getting those today. Since I'm in Florida, I'm sorry. I did have to mention that, didn't I? It's Kevin and I today. And Todd is busy, as he always is, being the super VP of iHeartMedia. But he is taking your texts at 701-226-8503. I'll take them to another way to weigh in on the program, 701-367-2054. I'll tell you what we're going to do next hour and get to your comments to find out what's on your mind when we come back. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. This is part of the show where I make you hungry. Valley City, exit 292 off I-94 today. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. That's what I'm talking about. The meatball dinner in Harwood off I-29 or the Philly cheese sandwiches I-29 and 12th Avenue North. Tater Tot Hot Dish downtown Fargo on MP Avenue today. Saunter over there for lunch. If you're cruising like Kevin will later, Cod Filet in Glendon. That's right. I stopped at Glendon on the way to the lakes and bought some popcorn. They have the best popcorn.
They do, oh, and roasted, and their roasted chicken is to die for.
It is so good. I'm a sucker for the popcorn on the way to the lake. I was driving my wife's vehicle, and she has a no eating in the car guideline. I wouldn't call it a rule, but she's not big on, like, if you're going to, and I'm just a total slob in the car, Kev. I mean, I mean, when I'm in my vehicle, like, that's why you go to the car wash, right? Get out the vacuum, suck it up.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Throw the garbage at every stop, you're fine. But she doesn't like finding popcorn kernels, you know, between seats. I don't know why. What's the big deal, right? A popcorn kernel here or there. But Haley and I were on the way to the lake. We had to drive separate because we came home a little bit early. And I had to tough it out and fly to Florida. Anyway, Glendon, very great folks. Also bought some gift cards for our friends at United Patriotic Bodies. And let me just take a moment to thank them, because all of these ceremonies that took place yesterday on Memorial Day, somebody has to plan those. Somebody has to schedule the guest. Somebody has to play taps. Somebody has to get in their car, get all dressed up, and go to these events. And there are folks that do that in every community all across our listening area. God bless them. You ever think about what it takes to put these things on? And there were the special ceremonies yesterday, the State Veterans Cemetery in Mandan, a wonderful event yesterday. I believe Governor Burgum was at that one. Senator Kramer was up in Williston. Was it Riverside Cemetery or Riverview Park? I forget what it's called, but they have the first monument to the Tomb of the Unknown, 1919. This went up before Arlington National Cemetery and the Tomb of the Unknown there. Williston was first, and Senator Kramer was up there for the dedication. So thank you for that, and I did want to thank United Patriotic Bodies. We got them some gift cards so they could dole out, you know, a tank of gas or bite to eat for the fellas that are out there on Memorial Day. We appreciate that. Back to the good chow. Yulin Mac and Beef today. That's right. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Chicken Fettuccine. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, anything on your mind is fair game today. I am in, full disclosure, I am in Palm Beach, Florida, down here for some meetings. It's a very busy trip. Kevin, I did have time for about 15 minutes on the beach last night. And I am doing the show from the balcony today, just so I can give you a view next hour of the beautiful Atlantic Ocean.
Very good.
A little bit of palm beaches. Just posted a photo so you can get a little glimpse. The weather changes every 15 minutes, so enjoy it while it's here, folks. Let's get to the phones to find out what's on your mind. I have a few things, but I'm going to save it. Other than that, slipped out about Kamala Harris. I'm sorry. I couldn't not say something about that. Jacob, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Jacob.
Yes. I'm going to agree with you what you were saying about Harris. Whatever they're doing, we're not going with, or not, how do I want to say it, not celebrating Memorial Day, Veterans Day.
Yeah, so you're saying, Jacob, you think it's intentional. She's not doing that as a little slip of the tweet. You think...
No.
This woman doesn't exactly think much of Memorial Day or spend much time worrying about those who lost their lives serving this country.
Right. That's a disgrace to this United States. And as far as I'm concerned, Biden, Harris, and Pelosi, they ought to be impeached because they're shameful for this United States. And for what they try to do to President Trump, which will always be my president, Biden will never be my president. They ought to be impeached.
Kind of sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We have to think that about a president and a vice president. I mean, I've come from the school of thought that, look, a president's a president, duly elected. And I might not have voted for that person, but I'm going to root for their success. And I certainly do for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's almost like it's flipped a little, though. I got to root that they won't wreck things so bad, you know?
Right.
You got to just pray that they don't get to do everything they want to do. And, look, people assign motives to me all the time, so I'm not one who feels good about myself after I assign motives to somebody else. So give you an example. This weekend, I heard a story. It was actually Friday afternoon. A guy texted me. He's in his backyard that looks onto a bike path. And he's in West Fargo. And he has a flag flying that is the thin blue line flag. You know what I'm talking about, Jacob? That has the it's the salute for police, for law enforcement, right? That they're on the thin blue line. It's like a black and blue flag. It's an American flag, but it has that thin blue line on there rather than the red and blue stripes. And red and white stripes, rather, and the blue stars and stuff. And it's a memoriam for law enforcement officers. And we had a law enforcement officer in West Fargo put to rest last week. So this gentleman in West Fargo puts up a flag to honor the fallen soldier. State kept it up on Friday. He's in his backyard on his porch having a beer. And two 13-year-old girls, he estimated 13 at the most, come by on their bikes. They look up at the flag, and they come circle back, and they stop. Now, he's looking at them, you know, at the edge of the backyard where the bike thing is. And he says, he doesn't say anything. He's looking like, what do they want? And they start coordinating. Should we say it together? Should we say it together? And they scream a big, loud F-U.
Yep.
And then stand there and look at the guy who's done nothing other than have a beer in his backyard and flying a flag that we all ought to fly. It's motivated me to get one. I'm going to call Jim the flagpole guy. Say, add that to your next trip to Fargo. And pray for Jim. He's got COVID, the poor bugger. Worst time of the year. I told him over the weekend, just be. It's okay. Everybody will understand it's waiting for a flag. You got COVID. It's impossible to get help right now. We got your back. Don't worry. But next time, when he bounces back from COVID, throw one of those flags on. I want one. And if you want one, text me, 701-367-2054. We'll buy in bulk. Just to honor this man in West Fargo, who Jacob was doing nothing other than enjoying a beer, Friday of a Memorial weekend, looking out at that flag. These girls come by, they stop, they coordinate a response, they say, F you, and then they wait for his response. And says, like, are you going to bring it? Or something stupid like that. And he's like, sat there in stunned silence. Now, I posted about that over the weekend. It's got a ton of action on Facebook. People are chiming in with all kinds. Is it parents? Is it education? Whatever. But somebody was saying I made it up. So they were imputing my motives. Like, that never happened. I was just doing to stir things up. I promptly offered the gentleman's cell phone number because it was texting me. Why would I make something like that up?
Yeah.
What would the motivation be, Kevin, to make something like that up? Jacob has nothing. I have nothing. What, do you, Kevin? Yeah, why would I make that up?
You're not alone. I got nothing either.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd make it up, but my point is that person assigned motives to me that were wrong. Maybe we got this Kamala Harris thing wrong. Jacob, maybe she's a true patriot. She's just kind of dumb and tweeting. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. From what I've heard of between those three politicians, that I think they're just ignorant. But like I said, I'm a 7.5-year vet, and that was disgraceful.
It was disgraceful. Thank you for your service, Jacob. Thank you for calling today. Let's see if others agree with you. And I think Jacob is a very insightful point, as all of our listeners do. The totality of their career and their evidence is what you take in, and maybe that's worth this assumption.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group representing small businesses say Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of politics displays Commissioner Rob Manfred caved into wokeism and had no clue what was in the Georgia voter integrity law. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
That these reforms were suppressive and repressive, and now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe.
The group, founded by Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus, plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball's decision has injured Atlanta's small business community. British intelligence services are now reporting the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China is feasible. Both the United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to do its job. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One for live, Chris. Back on What's On Your Mind. Get right back to the phones here. 800-228-0550. Robert in Bismarck. What's on your mind? You're next. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. You've called before. I'm glad. I didn't know that, but now I do. Thank you for calling again, and thank you for listening, most importantly.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about your viewership that's all over the place. I was in Gettysburg, South Dakota, and I met a gentleman that said he had listened to your show. I was actually going to church on Sunday, met him there, and he's a Vietnam vet. And he had written a book about his experiences in Vietnam. And he asked me about your show, and I told him I listened to it all the time and that I thought it was based out of, you know, here in Bismarck, out of St. Mary's or something. And he gave me a book with, he had signed it to you and asked me if I would figure out how to get it to you. And it's about his experiences in Vietnam. So he was impressed with your show.
Well, I'm impressed with him.
I'd like to get to that book sometime.
All I do is talk into a microphone. This guy was in Vietnam, for crying out loud. Wow. That's fantastic. You could deliver it to Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Just text him and arrange a drop-off. I'm going to be in Bismarck on Thursday at BSC. That's Bismarck State College for those folks that live in Hebron. The helicopter's coming by down the beach. Wow. It's military. Must be an invasion. They know Trump's at Mar-a-Lago. One, two,
That's
three
right.
military copters. So here's the scoop. Todd's text number is 701-226-8503. And you can drop it off at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck, but you need an appointment to drop it off. There's still a little button down over there due to COVID, corporate thing. So just text him, and if you arrange a time to drop it off, then I will get it from him on Thursday. Thursday, the EPA administrator, this would be the Biden administration EPA administrator, is going to be in Bismarck at the invite of Senator Kevin Cramer and Senator John Hoeven. And they're going to have a little, I think it's called a listening session, and the listening is actually going to be done by the EPA administrator. Isn't that nice? And a lot of people are going to be talking about waters of the U.S. and other big concerns coming out of the EPA. That's Thursday at BSC, big, big event. For how North Dakota will fare with the Biden administration. So I'll be there Thursday. Very much looking forward to it. And I want that book. And I hope he put his number in there. I get a hold of him. We'll interview him on the show, Robert. Wow.
I think that would be great. I really enjoyed talking to him about his experiences in Vietnam. And I think his number is in the book.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Robert, what a neat deal that you were in Gettysburg. That's a little bit of symbolism there. Gettysburg, South Dakota. Get it?
Yep.
Kevin, you got it. You got it right away. I got it, too.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty cool. Robert, thank you for doing that on Memorial Day, and thank you for currying that back for us. That's awesome. I appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for listening. And by the way, the show we do, physically most days I am in Fargo, on occasion with Todd at the K-Fire Studios, occasionally KTGO as well. More often than not, I'm somewhere else, just kind of my life. Newsmax is a client of ours, and we're helping Newsmax buy advertising with talk radio stations around the country. And right now, they don't pay enough. And so I'm down here to have a little heart-to-heart to say, you know what? You are not going to be able to buy ads from good radio stations like those that were on any longer if you think you can buy it for free. Because, see, we need to eat, too. And sadly, what's happening in the media world these days is that people will give stuff away. So these major market stations, literally, they give their product away. So then a company like Newsmax is buying stations in New York and Philadelphia and Los Angeles. They get them so ridiculously cheap. It's called a cost per point. For all the listeners we have, the advertising world assigns a point to it, and then you pay a cost per point for that. And so they basically go steal these ads in major market cities, and then they think they can do it here. And I like the folks at Newsmax enough to tell them they're being jerks. So I'm down here to tell them they're being jerks. Now, it's a good product. I actually like the Newsmax offerings a lot. Steve Cortez, latest big in the Trump world, one of his top media strategists, Sean Spicer, is on the show. I mean, Greg Kelly, the son of the New York police commissioner, Kelly, former Fox News guy. I go on and on. It's a great network. They're nipping at the heels of Fox News Channel, but they can't be cheap. So I'm coming down to talk to my friend Chris Ruddy about that little uncomfortable conversation when it's, you know, to a client. But that's why I'm down here, full disclosure. Palm Beach, Florida. So I had to tough it out today. Pictures up on Facebook if you want to check it out. Chad and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me, Chad.
Hey, Scott. Just wondering, I guess, what you said about Kamala Harris made me think of something I'd heard about, an ideology. I don't know if you guys have heard of a lady named Joanne Chesimard, also known as Asada Shakur. But Colin Kaepernick at one time had done this $1 million pledge and donated it to an actress named Yara Shahidi. She donated that $1 million to an organization known as Asada's Daughters in Chicago. Now, Asada Shakur is Joanne Chesimard. Joanne Chesimard is on the FBI's most wanted list for a murder execution style of a New Jersey trooper in 1973. She escaped from prison in 1982, made it to Cuba, but this Asada's Daughters is a organization with her ideologies, and she was part of the BLA, the Black Liberation Army, back in the 70s, but you telling me about Kamala Harris just kind of popped something in my head about, hey, maybe that fits. I don't know. Do you guys
help
know?
Me. Yeah. No, first of all, I've not heard the specific story you're talking about. Sadly, we could fill books with the unseemly connections to people that seem mainstream to most Democrats. Kamala Harris, I think, even worse than Joe Biden. But look at what we know about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden bringing him to China and the Ukraine deal. And by the way, everybody scoffed. Oh, that's all made up crap. That was a Russian plant. Guess what? All those threads you pull get closer and closer to the truth about the Bidens. Right? And Kamala Harris,
yeah.
I mean, look, and Barack Obama. Watch the movie 2016 and tell me Barack Obama loves America. His dad didn't.
Well, Barack Obama is from Chicago. You know, he's from Illinois.
There are some bad actors in Illinois.
Yeah, he's part of a whole bunch of bad actors that came out of that area.
His profession, the only honest living that Barack Obama made, like you and I take our talents and we go do something with it and we get compensated for it, we raise our families, put them through college, right? His gainful employment was as a community organizer.
Community organizer,
now,
yep.
Yeah, that's another word for a shakedown artist is what that is. So that's how he made his living, going threatening people that if you don't do this, we're going to do this, right? You know, that's Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton material there is what that is. And but tell me, just before I let you go, Chad, was there a direct connection between this person you're talking about in Illinois and Kamala Harris that you know of?
No, but people should at least check out Asada's daughter's website and look at what their memo or their motto is and what they stand for. It is scary. It is
good advice. You got a deal. You got to dig, folks. You got to go a few layers into the onion with all these folks. And Kevin Flynn, most capable engineer of what's on your mind.
Yes, sir.
He coined the phrase for the Biden-Harris era, question everything. That means election integrity. That means who's connected to who. That means when somebody sends out a tweet on the Friday of Memorial Weekend and says, enjoy the long weekend, and it's a picture of themselves, you should question whether or not this person is doing that by accident or some tech nerdy in a room somewhere did it because he doesn't know, or whether it was speaking for her. I would bet big money she did it, and I hope somebody asked the question. But isn't that right, Kevin? We got a question.
Yep.
Everything.
Absolutely. Yes. There's a motive behind everything that's going on.
Right. There's more to the story than we're in. That's not conspiracy theory. That is something I believe in every fiber of my being, but it's incumbent upon you to do what I do. Just probe a little. Just dig a little. And two ways you can dig on election integrity, watch the movie Absolute Interference. There's now a 27-minute version of it. Absolute cover-ups coming next, third in a series. What do you got to lose? Think of the crap you watch on TV. This is factual. This is subject matter experts. You watch that and tell me it's poppycock. And by the way, you know what I did when I watched it? I sent a copy to Karl Rove. Because Karl's a friend of mine. Known him a long time. We got him inducted into the Norse Husfest Hall of Fame in Minot because he's a good Scandinavian type. Karl's a buddy of mine. I freely admit it. Wrote the foreword for my book. But he's swampish. He's got a little bit of swamp fever. So when I saw Absolute Proof, I sent it to him and said, Carl, do me a favor. Watch this as a favor to me and then poke holes in it. And he really couldn't. He gave me all the usual stuff. Dead people vote in every election. There's spikes in every election. I go, no. What about Antrim County? Oh, the auditor screwed up. Oh, really? The machines did what we prove they can do and you say the auditor screwed up. Don't agree with you. What about Scorecard and Hammer? The software designed by the United States of America post 9/11 to spy on foreign elections. What about that? Did it get turned against us? Don't know. Didn't have a high enough security clearance. Drop the mic, folks. David in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Hey, thank you. See, I missed you guys the other day. I got in late. I wanted to remember a veteran friend of mine. His name was Byron Coolin. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Byron was MIA for a number of years. And since that MIA time, they did identify the remains, and he's resting back here in North Dakota, I believe. So I wanted to remember Byron. He was. I flew with him down at NDSU, and he was a couple of weeks ahead of me in Army Flight School. And he was just a special fella.
Know this, David, it's never too late on this program to honor the fallen, anytime, anywhere, any place. And certainly the same with those that served and came back. Friday, we're going to have a fellow on the program by the name of Lynn Oz. He's up your way, David. Lynn Oz is a Minot icon. And Lynn is turning 100. And he was at the Battle of the Bulge. He was on the Bataan Death March. He like did it. I mean, this guy was like a Forrest Gump, but it actually happened. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Thanks, David. Appreciate that. Brought to you today by Dak Diesel, the folks that'll get your truck roaring back to life. Dak Diesel is a Bismarck business, but they're servicing trucks literally everywhere. Ask about that additive, and if they don't have it where you live, do it. Call them at 258-5011.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard, wellness, and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? I'm live in Palm Beach, Florida today. I'm out on the patio, which you'll see next hour. We're going to do actually a full hour on supply chain issues. I don't know. That's become a household word now because it just means everything's costing me more and I can't get it when I want it. And what it also means is that we are screwed in this country because we rely on so much from China. And now the American consumer is about to get a lesson in it. And so we're going to talk with three folks. Steve Zahn from Pucklich Dealerships. He's the general manager there. Ashley Freeborn, who is the owner of Aspire Optical. I didn't know this, but the vast majority of everything to do with your eyeglasses comes from somewhere else. and Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I'm pretty sure most of what Vince has in the way of hot tubs and saunas for sure are U.S. made, but it still is a backlog because of COVID. So there's China, there's COVID, there's all kinds of, it's a mess. We're going to talk about it. Welcome your calls about it. I think it's up to us as consumers to be a little smarter about this, unless you just want to pay through the nose for everything, and I don't know about you, but I can't and don't do that. Patience is a virtue. Anyway, is it wrong to turn on the AC on like 65 in the hotel when the patio door is open? That would not be an energy-efficient PSA there, public service announcement, would it? I wanted to be able to give you a little flavor.
I believe you're free in America. You can turn it on if you want.
Palm Beach, because we're all going to be on the TV. We're going to be right there on your social media, right there on your Facebook Live, right there on the, we're going to have pictures to go along with the messages next hour on the program, so we're looking forward to that. We are brought to you by our friends at Kinder Care today on the program. Kinder Care Assisted Living is senior care and adult day services. Kinder Care itself is an assisted living facility in West Fargo that even just the facility itself tells you this is very different, because it's not a facility, it's not an institution, it is a home. A couple of large twin homes, and there's like 12 residents in one and 10 in the other or something like that. It's small, and what they do is provide the best senior care in the community. And while it's an assisted living facility, some people there need more assistance than you would get in a normal assisted living facility. But they can do that. It is really a life-changing place. I'll give you an idea. They do things like this. Memorial weekend, loved ones that have folks that, for grandma, for instance, mom is at Kinder Care. And the kids are going to the lake to celebrate with the family members for Memorial weekend. Folks at Kinder Care are sending texts, they're sending pictures, they're getting FaceTime lined up so you can talk to your loved one, which will help you, if you're there every day and you're not there a couple of days, because, caretakers need breaks too. That's what they're there for. They got an awesome game room. The meals are incredible. This place is phenomenal. Schedule a tour by going online to kindercarefargo.com or call 281-3016. 281-3016. Quick word about two folks that made this place we call home a fallen world. Whether you're from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, we're all in this together, right? We see things happening on the national level and go, wow. But you know what? It's home. We love this place. And these two folks made where we live better every day in what they did. One was superfan Joe Keller. I was at a funeral on Saturday with my wife and son. And Father William Slattery gave a homily for the ages to send off Joe Keller, 21 years old. And Joe spent the majority of his life in a wheelchair. He had muscular dystrophy. His dad, Gary, his mom, Joni, his sister, Kayla, had to endure that unspeakable pain to say goodbye to him because his heart function had lowered, which happens. You find out your son or daughter has muscular dystrophy, and you know how this ends. And what I'm so touched by Joe about, he was a Shanley student, so our kids went to school with him, and you see him at sporting events, and he was the biggest super fan for the Deacons ever. But you know what? I never saw Joe bummed out. He was in a wheelchair. He knew his life would be cut short. The guy had a smile on his face. He was super excited. He always had a little tidbit about Deacon history, or always so kind to our daughters and our son. I mean, just a wonderful human being who made us all better by simply saying, hey, I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm in this life. I've got to mope because I'm in a wheelchair, I have muscular dystrophy. I'm going to go do stuff. Oh, what a way to live life. Rest in peace, Joe Keller. And Russ Newman, I just learned this morning that Russ Newman died, son of Harold Newman. Russ, a legendary golfer. Russ was a neighbor for a lot of years. Great thinker, great entrepreneur. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree there, for sure. Gone too early. Don't know all the details, but I know we lost Russ Newman. And his dad left us a little early, and so did Russ, by golly. Darn it, anyway. So just wanted you to know that.
He was in his garden. Because he was working in his garden, and they don't know medical, probably a heart attack or aneurysm or something. But.
Darn it, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get Charles and Bismarck in here quick. Charles, with a comment, you're up, and what's on your mind? Go.
Hey, I'm calling about you just went over on the election.
It sounds like you're calling from Mars, Charles. A little bit of Darth Vader-ish, but I appreciate your calling. Texas says, enough said on Harris. To all of the military veterans, to the disabled veterans, to the soldiers still buried overseas and in the United States, to the military families that have lost their loved ones, you deserve better than this. Yeah. Well said. Somebody else said, God bless the memory of Byron Coolin, Newtown, North Dakota. There you go. Cullen or Coolin?
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.